This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back to this amazing episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. I have learned so much and I've rediscovered, and I just can forever listen to my guest, Edward, who is the owner of Chateau Siron, six generations. They had this winery, Chateau, in the family. And he's also the president of the Margaux Appellation, which we learned all about in our first part. In the second part, we are going to try to share the story of the Chateau within 20 minutes. We are going to do the best that we can to give all the information, but there's always the website that you can learn more about it. And the best way to learn about a place, a winery and country, is by buying a bottle of wine, tasting it, and realizing and experiencing everything for yourself. All right, I'm going to stop talking. Edward, let's dive in into the history of the Chateau and the name.
Okay. The Chateau Siron has one interesting feature, is that it has changed very little ownership during its history. We do wine here in Siron since the 17th century. So this is when all the move of the high quality production started in the area, in the region of Bordeaux under Louis XIV. And so there was a family who owned Chateau Siron from the 16th century until 1859. And from 1859 until now, it has been my family. Interesting enough, in 1859, the name of the family who owned Chateau Siron was Toulouse-Lautrec. And that's a famous name of a painter in France, and he's quite famous also in the US because he was considered, at the turn of the century, of the 20th century, he was considered as the one who invented kind of advertising with his first paintings, very bright of colors and showing different brands and things about Paris. He's there is a big exhibit, permanent exhibit at the MoMA, at the Museum of Modern Art, yeah, in New York, about Toulouse-Lautrec. So in 1859, they sell the winery, the Toulouse-Lautrec family sell the winery to my family, and I'm the sixth generation. Chateau Siron is a 25-hectare production. It's on the Margaux appellation. Interesting enough, the name of Siron, and that you will like, Anush.
I'm already smiling.
And I discovered it recently because we had the chance and we were lucky enough to have some Armenian visitors. And I think that Siron means in Armenian love, or something related to my love or love. You will tell me better about it, no?
It's true. That's right. That's what it is.
So having a brand, a wine brand called Love, I think there's nothing better than that. Even if it's, you know, it's only in Armenian, but I think it makes it beautiful. The origin of Siron in France, there is a village called Siron in the south of France that was created, appeared at the 12th century. So is it a return from the Crusade area? Is it someone called Siron at the beginning? I have no idea. But basically, someone called Siron moved in the 15th century around the area where we are now, settled and put up. And put up the farm that became a winery in the 17th century. So I'm very happy and lucky to run this winery for now the last 15 years. I took over from my parents when they retired, and they have been running it since the 70s. I'm the only child, so you know, I was lucky. Basically, I always say that I was born at the right place and the right time, and so I really enjoy what I'm doing and working in the vineyard and what we're doing here in Château-Sion. The different type of grapes that we have in the winery are Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. Those are the three main type of grapes that you can see in the Médoc area, and obviously in Margaux. You know, Bordeaux being always a blend of grapes versus, for example, Burgundy, which is a single varietal. Mm-hmm. The beauty of Bordeaux and the beauty of the great wines of Bordeaux comes aside from the terroir. It comes from the blend of the different grapes and the capacity to age. What, you know, we always discuss, you know, why people get crazy about wine. And one of my explanation and my personal explanation is that when you have a good wine that aged nicely in a bottle, it develops some aromas and some perfumes and a taste that is so unique that you cannot find it anywhere else. And the mystery of wine and the reason why Bordeaux became what it is in history is because the Bordeaux wines are on great vintages, will age so beautifully that they will give a perfume, a smell, a taste that is really something unique. And if you're sensitive to it, you get a lot of pleasure. And so at the end, wine being, you know, something giving you pleasure and joy, well, we're totally in the story. And really, Bordeaux wines have this capacity of aging. So it comes from the terroir, it comes from the blend, it comes from the knowledge, it comes from the weather. There is many different reasons and different, you know, appellations or wine region that will show a different evolution, but always there's something extremely delicate, extremely refined and easy to drink while giving a unique feeling in terms of taste and perfume.
You said, Edward, you said the word terroir, and this is such a key word, and this is a word that comes from France. You have, in one word, and if you don't mind sharing what terroir is with our listeners, we have talked about this on different shows with different guests, but I love to get the perspective of different winemakers, different winery owners, and now particularly from you, what the terroir means and how important it is. Is it just the soil? Is it just the region? Is it the people, or is it all together?
It's so the definition of terroir for French people, for the French agriculture organization, really the definition of terroir is a climate, the soil, and the people. And those three are the key to make great wine. If you don't have the climate, if you don't have if one is missing, well, you cannot do great wines. And when we say the people, it's really true because the people bring the experience and the knowledge. And we're talking about, you know, 400 or 500 years of knowledge. And knowledge, meaning knowledge of the plots, knowledge of the areas, knowledge of the weather, knowledge of the experience locally. And so this, you cannot replace it. And I cannot move Château-Siron to another area and try to do the same thing. It's absolutely impossible. And so the way we planted the vines on our 25 hectares are the fruit of the knowledge of the area.
Mm.
And so this is why this definition of terroir include the climate, obviously the weather change, you know, influence the soil and the people. And that's very unique. And I think that's only in France where you have the terroir which answered this definition of those three participants. Normally, terroir, people would only think that it's the soil, but in our mind of wine grower here, it is the three of them.
It is so true. Like I said before meeting you, and I'm just saying this with all sincerity, I always enjoyed the wines. Château Sirani is like, I've tasted lots of Bordeaux, and as a wine professional, I go to many tastings. There was always something about the wine that will just like, it was just different. And then when I met you in person and, you know, the energy and everything, I'm like, okay, now this makes sense. Now I understand, because just like you said, people are a very important part of terroir, and it also transfers through the wine, the energy. I so believe in that.
Thank you. Thank you, Anoush. That's very, very kind of you. The style of the wine of Ciron, I have a wonderful winemaker in Ciron. She's a woman. She has been with us for 7 years. And I'm also working with an oenologist consultant called Hubert Debois, who's the owner of Angelus. And so we always decide, the three of us, of the yearly blending and the making of the wine when all the vinification and the aging is finished. And we there's a style, there is a particular style of Château Ciron, which has been there for, you know, the last 50, 60, 100 years. And we're faithful to this style, and this style must give pleasure to our customer. We try to make wines because we know that the people are changing their consumption. And so we try to make wines that are at the same time easy to drink early, but will age with beauty.
Wow.
And that's what we try to do, is, you know, because we know that people cannot wait 20 years now to drink wine, sadly. A great Bordeaux honestly expresses itself at the best between 10 years old and 25 years old. When you're on a great vintage, if you wait at least 10 years, but that's nice because, the you know, there's this smoothness and this delicacy that evolve to the velvety and silkiness of the taste. And this only the age can give it. At the beginning, you have the fruit, you have the power, you have many expression of the taste, but the smoothness, the delicacy, and the silkiness of the wine comes with the age. And that's one of the miracles of the wines of Bordeaux. But it takes years, so not everybody can wait for all of that.
Yeah, so true. Not everybody can wait.
So you can already drink a 2015, a 2016, a 2018 of Château Sion, and it will give you, I hope, and normally it should give you a lot of pleasure while drinking it. And so my young winemaker called Marjolaine de France, she arrived in the winery at the age of 25. And now, so that was 5 years ago. She's 30 years old. And she's so talented that on the 2018 vintage, so that was 2 years after arrival, the 2018 Château Ciron was made Wine of the Year by the magazine Wine Enthusiast in the US.
Congratulations. That's amazing. That's such a great recognition and celebration, of course, for Château Ciron, for being there for generations, but also for her. That's amazing. I love that.
It's a very nice story, because you have to imagine that those magazines, they taste around 20,000 wines every year. They choose their top 100, and then we were made Wine of the Year. So it was a wonderful surprise, a beautiful gift. And we're super happy. And so that made the US now is the first market for Château Sion.
Which brings me to the question. I wanted to talk a little bit about the label, but because we're there with United States, where can our listeners purchase the wine here? I'm in California, but I'm sure you are distributing across the United States, correct?
Yes, indeed. easy to find Syrah on. So usually people, when they look for a wine, they go on this website called Wine Searcher and they type the name, and all the different retailers pop out. If you're in California, I know that wine.com, you know, has Chateau Syrah, K&L has Chateau Syrah, JJ Buckley has Chateau Syrah. So all the wine distributors on the internet, most of them carry Chateau Syrah now. And they ship, oh, I think most of them all over the US. So Wine Searcher will give all the names. And more precisely in California, K&L, JJ Buckley, wine.com are very strong distributors of our winery.
Perfect. So easy.
The vintage that you're going to find now, I guess, are 18, 19, and 20. They're recent vintage. But, you know, you can... If you wait at least already 2 or 3 years to enjoy it, it's already a good thing. Just to give you another something also special, on the two other things that I want to share on Chateau Syrah is, first, we are very open to public since 2015. We welcome about 8,000 visitors every year in the winery. We're very happy to, you know, have people coming, enjoy the premises. We have a wine museum. We have a terrace where we can see all the vineyard of Margaux and serve lunch. We have a bunker where we have old bottles stored, and the oldest bottles from 1912. And those bottles have been in the winery since always. So you go through the vintage of all the 20th century. So wine tourism is something important. It's also something important in the appellation, in the Margaux appellation, because we're very near Bordeaux. We're very close to Bordeaux. We're basically half an hour ride from Bordeaux. So we have many visitors, and it's something that we promote also, not only in Siron, but all over the appellation of Margaux. The second thing which I wanted to share, and you'll see it more and more, is that we now the label of Chateau Siron, and you saw it in the tasting you had recently, I think in Los Angeles a couple of days ago, is that we do a special label every year, which will have a special design on a topic chosen of the year. So we mix art and wine also now on the label, which is something we haven't done for years, and we're very happy to do it again.
I saw the new label. I mean, I loved the old label that's which is screen printed on the bottle, the beautiful letter S. But this new label that I saw and the brochure that I looked through, it just so uplifting and makes you smile because of the colors, the brightness, all this. It's like very whimsical, and I love it. And I'm looking forward to see the next years. It's like, and for the people, they should buy a few bottles, save some, and then make a collection, make a library of all those labels, right?
Exactly. Now, every year, the bottle will be a collector, because there will be a different piece of art from an artist. So the one you saw was the 2020 vintage. It's done by a French-Chilean artist called Federica Mata. And the topic was to do the opposite of COVID. You know, 2020 was the year of COVID, so there is basically nothing to celebrate. And so we celebrated the joy of life and nature in this label, which was to take the absolute opposite of what COVID was spreading around the world. The 2021 vintage that we're going to launch in September, the topic is space, because there was many things in 21 about space that happened, either in France or in the US, when there was those first tourists who paid, you know, to go on the atmosphere. So many things happened about space, about the planet Mars, about some French astronaut who went also on the International Space Center. So many things. So we decided to celebrate space in the 21 label. So every year we choose a topic, and so that will allow people to aside, I hope, from enjoying what's inside the bottle, to keep the outside of the bottle as a memory.
Beautiful. I love. I absolutely. Edward, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing the beautiful story, for teaching us about France, about the wine history, and everything. It has been such a wonderful conversation. I don't know how the time went by so quickly. It's like when you're having a good time, the time passes by so fast. Before I say goodbye to you, I'm sure you have social media that our listeners can follow and learn more about new upcoming vintages, updates, some, you know, pictures from the vineyard, the winery. We'd love to see things to stay connected. What is the social media that they can find you at, or Chateau Syrah?
Yeah, they type Chateau Syrah and it's Chateau Syrah on Instagram. Facebook is the same. And the website is Chateau Syrah also. So everything Chateau Syrah.
Very easy, very easy. And it's Siran. So very easy to find. Thank you, Edward, so much for your time today. I have to say goodbye, but I'm looking forward in meeting and seeing you once again, maybe here in California or maybe in France. And I cannot wait to visit the chateau myself.
Thank you, Anoush, for taking time and giving me the possibility to share all that with your wine lovers.
It's been absolute pleasure and honor. Thank you so much. Till next time.
Bye-bye. See you soon.